Bye. the trumpet is sounding. God's children, they are gathering to proclaim His plan, and they shall conquer all evil power. Building a church in this hour filled with righteousness and power. He'll have a light of rain for all the world to see. It will never fall away. He's restoring it today. He's filling it with stones like you and me. God's building a church in this hour filled with righteousness and power. He'll have a light of rain. Church in this hour, filled with righteousness.
house. Well, it's good to be back in church today, and okay. Up here, the microphone. All right, does that work?
Test up somewhere. Okay.
All right.
I believe so.
Healing. He's going to interpret for me since Sister Edie's here and won't understand everything.
Él me va a interpretar. Ya que Ida está aquí, no habla, no entiende inglés.
I have a little black rubber boot here that someone lost.
Yo tengo una botica pequeña de gomas que alguien perdió aquí.
It's a little bitty fella that wears it.
Es un pequeñito tipito que lo usa aquí.
Where's Hannah?
¿Dónde está Hannah?
Brooklyn. Elisha.
Elisha.
Y'all see this little boot?
¿Ustedes ven esta botica?
It's up here if someone lost it. Oh.
Está aquí arriba si alguien lo perdió.
Elizabeth. Isabel. No? Look, she wants it anyway. It's not hers, but she'll take it if there's no takers.
Es suyo. Ella lo quiere. Es suyo si ella lo quiere.
Anyway, it's good to be back home from the Houston meeting.
De todo modo es bueno estar de regreso de la reunión de Houston.
And it was a tremendous meeting.
Era una tremenda reunión.
Probably one of the best meetings I've been to in many years.
Quizás una de las mejores reuniones que yo he estado en muchos años.
We did get the DVDs and we'll get them to Brother Painter and he will make some copies.
Conseguimos los DVDs. Se lo vamos a dar al hermano Painting para que le haga copia a los que lo quieren.
And it's good to have some visitors here today.
Es bueno tener unos visitantes aquí hoy.
They're in Little Rock right now, but I understand they're from Rome.
Están en Little Rock ahora, pero entiendo de que son de Roma.
You're from exchange students, is that right?
¿Ustedes son estudiantes? ¿Eso es así?
Brother Jason, is that Musi?
Joseph Musi.
And Francesca.
And Francesca.
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 Oh, that's in Spanish. Okay, how you say it in Italian, Francesca.
Francesca.
Lo mismo.
Francesca.
Okay. Brother Green, he has just a little bit of Italian blood in him.
El hermano Green tiene un poquitico de sangre italiana dentro de él.
Anyway, we're glad to be home.
De todo modo, estamos contentos de estar en casa.
Good to have everyone that's here. There's several that are out today.
Estamos contentos de tenerlos a todos los que estaban afuera aquí hoy.
So we want to remember them.
Queremos recordarlos a ellos.
I appreciate the Lord here today.
Aprecio al Señor aquí hoy.
And this song that we were singing.
Esta canción que estábamos cantando.
said we cannot come down.
Dice, no podemos bajar.
We're building a wall.
Estamos edificando una pared.
That song was written with the book of Nehemiah in mind.
Ese canto fue escrito con mente de Nehemías.
When God began to deal with men like Nehemiah and Ezra.
Cuando Dios comenzó a tratar con hombres como Nehemías y Esdras.
Zacharias.
Y Zacarías.
Men who were carried away into Babylonian captivity in the days of Daniel. Or
gentes que habían sido llevadas en la cautividad babilónica en los días de Daniel.
They were 70 years there.
Ya ellos llevaban 70 años allá.
God had scattered them and caused them to come into Babylonian captivity because of their disobedience.
Dios los había esparcido porque ellos habían desobedecido a Dios y llegaron a la cautividad babilónica.
But when He did that. He did that to cause them to be humbled down and begin to look to Him again.
Él hizo eso para humillarlos, para que ellos miraran a Él otra vez.
Sometimes the Lord has to discipline His children to humble them when they begin to get too far away from Him.
Algunas veces Dios tiene que disciplinar a sus hijos para humillarlos cuando están muy lejos de, se están alejando de él.
And he told them if they got turned away from his law that he would scatter them.
Él les dijo que si ellos se apartaban de sus leyes luego los iba a esparcir.
But he said if you'll begin to look to me again.
Pero si ustedes comienzan a buscarme otra vez.
I'll gather you again to the place where I will put my name.
Los reuniré en el lugar a donde yo voy a poner mi nombre.
He was talking about Jerusalem, where the temple had been built.
Él estaba hablando de Jerusalén, a donde el templo había sido reconstruido.
The Jewish people were God's chosen people during the Jewish world.
Los judíos eran la gente escogida de Dios durante el mundo judío.
That God was using as His oracles in the earth.
Dios lo estaba usando como su oráculo en la tierra.
To reconcile man back to Him from the fall of Adam.
Para reconciliar al hombre consigo otra vez después de la caída de Adán.
Israel failed God in many ways and many times.
Israel le falló a Dios de diferente manera y en muchas veces.
And he had to deal with that nation that was his chosen people that he would work through to bring Christ into this world.
Él tenía que tratar con ellos para por vía de ellos traer a Cristo a este mundo.
What a tremendous God that we're serving.
Qué tremendo Dios es al que le estamos sirviendo.
His patience and long suffering are just absolutely beyond comprehension.
Su paciencia y benignidad es más allá de comprensión.
That he would work with a nation of people.
Que él trabaja con una nación de gente.
Started out with Abraham.
Comenzando con Abraham.
Just one man.
Solo un hombre.
And his wife and child.
Su esposa e hijo.
To bring about a nation of people through Abraham.
Para traer una nación de gente a través de Abraham.
Whereby God would have a way to reach back into this earth.
Para Dios poder alcanzar otra vez a esta tierra.
And touch the hearts of men and women.
para tocar el corazón de hombres y mujeres.
And begin to reconcile them back to him.
Y poderlo reconciliar otra vez con él.
The rest of the world were the unrighteous line.
La restante parte del mundo era la genealogía o la línea injusta.
But the people of Israel were the elect of God.
Pero la gente de Israel eran los elegidos de Dios.
Chosen for the purpose of God reaching back into man's hearts and lives and restoring them to himself.
Con el propósito de alcanzar y entrar en el corazón de los hombres y reconciliarlo consigo.
And had a lot of difficulty with that nation.
Ha habido mucha dificultad con esa nación.
I can understand that.
Yo puedo entender eso.
Because he's had a lot of trouble with me.
Porque él tuvo mucho problema o lucha conmigo.
To get me really in a place of understanding of God's will.
Para llevarme a un lugar de entendimiento de la voluntad de Dios.
And that I would focus and be diligent enough to consider his will for my life as well as all of mankind.
Para enfocarme, para ser diligente del plan de Dios para mi vida y para la raza humana.
Then when I look at the other America and the other nations of the world,
cuando yo miro a América y a los y las otras naciones del mundo,
I can see where nations stray away from God in a far distance.
Yo puedo ver entonces a donde muchas naciones luchan y están en una distancia bien lejos de Dios.
The other day I was watching Gunsmoke.
Los otros días yo estaba mirando pistola.
I didn't say nothing about no pistol.
Well, but
gun is a pistola.
Yeah.
What about the smoke? How you gonna put that on?
Pistola de humo.
Uh-huh. Is that what they call it over smoke, there?
Smoke.
The name of the
pistola de humo.
Well, that's the name of a Western movie that was years ago. It's not on TV anymore. It's reruns.
Tuve eso es una serie de películas que estaban en que dan una serie que era de años atrás.
Many of your favorite movie actors got their start on the Gunsmoke TV program. That's the truth.
Algunos de sus actores de películas favoritas se han clavado ahí pegado en esa serie de películas también.
It was one of the most popular movies ever shown on TV.
Han sido las películas más populares enseñadas
en
televisión.
But what I was going to tell you about it.
Lo que quiero decirle de ello.
Festus and this other man was looking at a grave.
Tuve Festus y este otro hombre estaba mirando una tumba.
And it said this man died in 1853.
Que ese hombre había muerto en
1859.
Había muerto en el 1859.
And Festus told this man, he said, "Well, this is 1873, so he's been dead for a while."
Él le dijo, "Mira, esto es el 1873, ya le ha estado muerto por un tiempo."
Now, Gunsmoke was, the depiction of Dodge, Kansas during this time frame.
Tuve, Pistola de Humo era como un cuadro de tiempo, como por estos tiempos.
And I was just thinking when they said that, and they still was in a very primitive Western setting in 1879.
Entonces ellos estaban en un estado
primitivo. 1873.
En un estado primitivo del oeste en el 1873.
But I thought about how the Holy Ghost was poured out in Topeka, Kansas in 1901, just 28 years later.
Estaba pensando de cómo fue derramado el Espíritu Santo en Topeka, Kansas, en el 1901, solamente 28 años más tarde.
And I thought about how much America changed from that time to the 50s.
Yo he pensado cómo América ha cambiado tanto en el tiempo de los 50.
A lot of changes took place in that 50-60 year period.
Muchos cambios tomaron lugar en ese periodo de 50 años.
And then, since then until now,
desde entonces hasta ahora,
the technology and the change of our world,
la tecnología y el cambio de nuestro mundo.
I heard on the news the other day that every child from school age and up will spend over half of their life looking at some display screen of some kind.
Escuché en la noticia que los muchachos de
life.
De la edad de escuela en adelante pasarán la mitad de su vida mirando a una pantalla o a un despliegue de una pantalla.
So that means the other half, one fourth of it, or one half of it, which would be one fourth, they'll spend sleeping.
También uno de esos, como un cuarto, o la otra mitad, o un cuarto, pasará la otra parte durmiendo.
Some of you are probably looking at a screen right now.
Algunos de ustedes posiblemente están mirando una pantalla ahora.
Especially over here on this side of the room.
Especialmente en este lado de esta aula.
I don't think y'all are just looking at your knees.
Yo no creo que ustedes solamente están mirando sus rodillas.
So, I'm just looking at the changes that's taking place in the world and what God is doing.
Yo estoy mirando los cambios que están tomando lugar en este mundo y qué es lo que Dios está haciendo.
Do you know how many people live in this world?
¿Ustedes saben cuánta gente vive en este mundo?
And live to be old.
Y viven para ser viejos.
And die.
Y se mueren.
And never really find out what life is all about.
Y nunca se dan cuenta acerca de lo que la vida es. Acerca de lo que es la vida.
They just live their life.
Solamente viven su vida.
And die.
Y se mueren.
And few have any understanding of what God's purpose is.
Y muy poco tienen un entendimiento acerca de lo que es el propósito de Dios.
So, you're blessed of God if you have any kind of understanding of God's purpose.
Tú eres bendecido de Dios si tú tienes algún entendimiento acerca del propósito de Dios.
Nehemiah was the cupbearer of the king of Babylon.
Nehemías era el copero del rey de Babilonia.
And when God began to deal with him about the condition of the temple that was had been torn down, it was just in ruin.
Entonces, cuando Dios comenzó a tratar con él acerca de la destrucción del templo de Jerusalén y que nada más estaba en ruina.
It took God to do that, to deal with him about that.
¿Tú sabes que se le tomó a Dios para tratar con eso, con él?
The temple had been destroyed for 70 years.
El templo había estado destruido por 70 años.
He never worried about it too much, seems like.
Parece que él se había preocupado de eso. But demasiado.
When God began to deal with him.
Pero cuando Dios comenzó a tratar con él,
he began to think about it more and more.
Él comenzó a pensar en ellos más y más.
God began to cause him to have a burden.
Dios causó que él tuviera una carga.
And a concern.
Y un sentir.
For the condition of God's purpose here in this earth.
Por la condición del propósito de Dios en esta tierra.
The very saving power and grace of God rested in the ruins of that temple.
La gracia y el poder oculto de Dios descansó en ese templo.
For all the world,
para todo el mundo,
the future of the outcome of mankind,
del futuro para el alcance o fuera de la raza humana,
laid there in the ruins of the destruction of Jerusalem,
mal se mantenía ahí en la ruina, en la destrucción de Jerusalén.
And the operation and the Spirit of God,
la operación y el Espíritu de Dios,
was laying dormant.
Se estaba ahí en tranquilo en invierno, invernando.
And so God put it in Ezra's heart to go back to Jerusalem.
Dios lo puso en el corazón de Esdras para volver a Jerusalén.
And build again the temple of God.
Y reedificar otra vez el templo de Dios.
How in the world was he going to do that?
¿Y cómo en el mundo él iba a hacer eso?
He's the king of Babylon's cupbearer.
Él es el copero del rey de Babilonia.
How's he going to get the king to let him to do this?
¿Y cómo él va a dejar, cómo él va a lograr que el rey haga eso?
You know, sometimes God deals with people.
Ustedes saben que Dios a veces trata con gente.
And he starts dealing with people's hearts.
Y él comienza a tratar con los corazones de gente.
To come back to him and serve him.
De volverse a él y servirle.
They can't figure out how in the world they can do it.
Ellos no pueden figurarse de cómo en el mundo
their life
lo pueden hacer.
Is so tangled up with the world.
Su vida está tan destelengada con el mundo.
That they can't figure out how could I possibly get free to really go serve God.
De cómo yo puedo liberarme para ir y servir a Dios.
There's where God has to come into the picture.
Es ahí donde Dios tiene que entrar en el cuadro.
If God is dealing with you.
Si Dios está tratando con
ti. And it's God's time.
Y si es el tiempo de Dios.
Let me tell you something. You can't serve God unless God helps you do it.
Déjame decirte algo. Tú no puedes servir a Dios si Dios no te ayuda a hacerlo.
Jesus said, no man cometh to me except the Father draws him.
Jesús dijo, ningún hombre puede venir a mí a menos que el Padre le atraiga.
And I've watched, as a pastor, I've watched God deal with people from time to time, but they turn away from God.
Tú ves, yo como pastor, he mirado a Dios tratar con gente, y ellos se le dan la espalda a Dios de tiempo en tiempo.
But I've watched those that responded to God.
Pero yo también he mirado a aquellos que le han respondido a Dios.
And they were willing to sacrifice whatever it took to turn their life back over to God.
Y ellos estaban dispuestos a sacrificar lo que se tomara para voltear su vida otra vez a Dios.
That's when God comes on the scene.
Es ahí donde Dios viene y se muestra.
You know, the Lord has to call you.
Tú ves, el Señor tiene que llamarte.
But then when you respond, then the Lord will begin to help you.
Cuando tú respondes, entonces el Señor comienza a ayudarte.
And some way God began to deal with, you know, the king saw Nehemiah and he saw that his countenance had failed. He was sad.
El rey vio a Nehemías y él vio que su rostro había descaído.
Which was a dangerous thing for a servant of the king to show any sad countenance because the king could kill him for that.
Y era una cosa peligrosa para que una persona mostrara su rostro decaído delante del rey porque el rey lo podía matar por eso.
But the king, he liked Nehemiah.
Pero el king le gustaba Nehemiah.
And no doubt God put this in his heart.
No, sin duda Dios puso eso en su corazón.
And he asked Nehemiah, why are you sad? What's wrong with your countenance?
Él le preguntó a Nehemiah, ¿qué está mal? ¿Qué te le pasa a tu semblante?
And he began to tell him about his homeland and the temple
Entonces,
of God.
Entonces él comenzó a decirle de su tierra y de cómo el templo de Dios.
And God put it in that king's heart to let Nehemiah go back to Jerusalem. Dios and gave him a letter to protect him and to give him the authority to begin to rebuild the temple.
Dios le dio el rey le dio el permiso, le dio potestad y le dio una carta para poder ir y reedificar el templo.
Of course, when he got there, he wasn't very long after he began to get things started, he ran into problems.
No hacía mucho que él estaba ahí y comenzó a hacer cosas, entonces comenzó a llegar y entrar en problemas.
There was a couple of men by the name of Sanballat and Tobiah.
Habían dos hombres que se llamaban Tobiah, Sanballat y Tobiah.
They didn't want to see that temple rebuilt.
No querían ver que ese templo fuera reedificado.
They were enemies of the Israelite people anyway. They were enemies of the Israelite people.
Ellos eran enemigos de los israelitas de todo modo.
And of course, first Nehemiah began to rebuild the wall around the city.
Primero, Nehemías comenzó a reedificar los muros alrededor de la ciudad.
That's the first thing you've got to do when you begin to try to serve God.
Es lo primero que tú tienes que hacer cuando vas a comenzar a servir a Dios.
God has to help you build some protection in your life.
Dios tiene que comenzar a edificar alguna protección en tu vida.
And you have to work on that protection.
Y tú tienes que trabajar sobre esa protección.
To keep God in your life.
Para mantener a Dios en tu vida.
And to keep the influence of the world out of your life.
Y para mantener la influencia del mundo fuera de tu vida.
Oh, you'll have to learn that. You'll have to learn that there has to be discipline in your life if you're going to serve God.
Tú vas a tener que aprender eso. Tú vas a tener que tener disciplina en tu vida para servir a Dios.
That's why every little child has to learn obedience.
Por eso que todos los niños tienen que aprender obediencia.
Hannah, where's Hannah?
¿Dónde está Hannah?
Hannah, listen to me. Brooklyn, are you listening?
Brooklyn, Hannah.
Okay, I want you to listen.
Oigan.
Where's Elisha?
¿Dónde está Elías?
There he is. Are you listening to me?
Ustedes, ahí están.
All right, Isabel, you and Elizabeth listening?
Ustedes,
listen
Elisa,
to me.
¿Ustedes están oyendo?
All you little children.
Ustedes todos niños.
Ethan, you and Neff, y'all listening?
Ethan, usted y Neff están oyendo.
You have to have discipline in your life.
Ustedes van a tener que tener disciplina en su vida.
You know what that means?
¿Usted sabe lo que eso significa?
That means you have to learn how to obey.
Eso quiere decir que tú tienes que aprender a obedecer.
Ishan, are you listening?
¿Dónde está Ishan?
Okay.
¿Tú estás oyendo?
Where is he at, Anthony?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see him back there now, behind Brother Oates.
Sí, yo lo veo. Ahí está.
Yeah, and these girls, Sister Ann's granddaughters. Are y'all listening to me?
Esas muchachas.
What's their names again?
¿Cuál es su nombre otra vez?
Kylie and Nicole.
Kylie and Nicole.
And it wouldn't hurt some of you bigger ones to listen.
Tampoco no lastima a ustedes algunos grandes escuchar.
You have to learn how to obey authority.
Tú tienes que aprender a obedecer autoridad.
If not, you'll be too spoiled to serve God.
Entonces, si no, tú tú vas a estar demasiado dañado para servir a Dios.
That's why boys have to learn how to take out the trash.
Por eso que los muchachos tienen que aprender a sacar la basura.
Pick up their socks.
Recoger sus medias.
And their dirty clothes.
Y sus ropas sucias.
Put them in the dirty clothes hamper.
Póngalo en el hamper de la
That's
ropa
why
sucia.
Little girls have to learn how to wash dishes.
Por eso que las muchachas tienen que aprender a
fregar trastes. You have to learn how to run your head up and down.
Ustedes tienen que aprender a poner su cabeza para arriba y para abajo.
Yeah, you have to learn how to sweep and mop the floor.
Ustedes tienen que aprender a barrer y a trapear el piso.
Wash the clothes.
Lavar la ropa.
Little boys have to learn how to mow the yard and rake the leaves.
Los muchachos jóvenes, varones, tienen que aprender a cortar la grama y recoger las hojas.
And you can't complain about it.
Y ustedes no pueden quejarse de ellos.
Because if you do, when you go to school, your teacher will give you instructions and you won't obey them.
Así que cuando ustedes van a la escuela, su maestro le dan instrucciones y ustedes no la van a obedecer.
Then when you get older and you get a job.
Entonces cuando ustedes se ponen viejo o más viejo y consiguen un trabajo,
you won't do good on the job.
Ustedes no van a ser bien en el trabajo.
You won't be successful.
Ustedes no van a ser victoriosos.
Because you have to learn how to obey.
Porque tú tienes que aprender a obedecer.
If you won't obey, you know, your parents and your school teachers and your boss, how are you going to obey God?
Si ustedes no obedecen a sus padres, a su maestro y a su jefe en el trabajo, ¿cómo ustedes obedecerán a Dios?
You girls will grow up.
Ustedes jóvenes, muchachas, crecerán.
The dishes will need washed and you'll just lay around and won't wash them.
Los platos van a estar ahí sin fregar y ustedes no lo fregarán.
If you can't wash dishes, you can't take the word of God and clean up your life.
Entonces, si tú no puedes fregar platos, tú no podrás coger la palabra de Dios y limpiar tu vida.
You can't clean the house and make, you know, work around the house if you don't have enough ability or desire to be obedient enough to do that. You're not going to do very good serving God.
Tú ves, si tú no vas en tu casa, limpia tu casa y tenga esa habilidad, entonces tú no vas a poder tener habilidad para servir a Dios, para servir a Dios.
You're going to have a hard time obeying your husband.
Usted va a tener dificultad con obedecer a tu marido.
And that's when your prayers are going to be hindered, when a husband and wife don't have a good relationship.
Es ahí donde tu oración va a ser estorbada cuando esposo y esposa no tienen una buena relación.
So you want to get that in your life early, and it's your parents' responsibility to see to it your kids get that.
Ustedes tienen que entrar eso en su vida temprano. Así que ustedes padres tienen la responsabilidad de hacer eso.
You can't have your little children asking you why when you tell them to do something.
Tú no puedes tener que tus hijos comiencen a preguntarte por qué cuando tú le dices que haga algo.
They'll learn why after they do it a while, but you don't have to explain why to everything you tell them to do.
Tú ves, ellos aprenderán por qué después de un tiempo, pero tú no tienes que decirles por qué cuando ellos te lo dicen, cuando tú se lo dices.
They'll get a job and their boss will tell them to do something and they'll say why.
Tú ves, ellos consiguen un trabajo, su jefe le dice que haga algo, ellos le van a preguntar por qué.
And the boss will begin to look for somebody that's willing to do it because he told them to do it.
Tú ves, entonces el jefe va a comenzar a buscar a alguien que lo haga porque él le dijo a ellos que lo hiciera.
So you have to be thankful for your parents when they teach you obedience.
Tú tienes que ser agradecido por tus padres cuando ellos te enseñan obediencia.
I have to appreciate my parents.
Yo tengo que apreciar mis padres.
It was the first job I got.
Porque el primer trabajo que yo conseguí.
When my boss said, go get the mop and mop the floor.
Cuando el jefe me dijo, vete busca el mapo y mapea el piso.
I said, yes, sir.
Le dije, sí, señor.
And I went and got the mop and did it.
Yo fui y busqué el mapo y lo hice.
And then when he told me, you didn't do a good job, you go mop it again.
Y cuando él me decía, tú no hiciste un buen trabajo, vete, hazlo otra vez.
I didn't gripe or complain.
Yo no comencé a quejarme.
I just said, I'm sorry, and I did it again.
Solamente dije, lo siento, y lo hice otra vez.
And, you know, that kept me my job.
Eso me mantuvo en mi trabajo.
So, we have to have discipline in our lives.
Tenemos que tener disciplina en nuestra vida.
To be able to serve God.
Para poder servir a Dios.
You know, Nehemiah, when he was building that wall.
Cuando Nehemías estaba edificando ese muro.
Sanballat and Tobiah looked at that wall.
Sanballat y Tobiah miraron a ese muro.
They started making fun of it.
Ellos comenzaron a burlarse de él.
They said, if a fox run up on that wall, it'd fall down. That's how sorry a wall you're building.
Él les dijo, si una zorra sube por ese muro, se va a caer. Es así de tan fuerte el muro que tú estás edificando.
Sometimes that's the way people will treat you when you start serving God. They'll, you know, they'll say, you got this wrong with your life and you ain't doing this. You're supposed to be a Christian.
Es así como la gente van a decir de ti. Van a decir que tú tienes esto mal y aquello mal en tu vida cuando tú deberías ser un cristiano.
You know, nobody wants you to serve God, especially if they're not serving God. Your friends who are ungodly do not want you to serve God.
Tú ves, tus amigos que no son gente de Dios, así ellos se harán contigo porque ellos no están sirviendo y no quieren que tú les sirva a Dios.
Now, I'm not talking about being religious.
No estoy hablando de ser religioso.
They don't care if you're religious.
Porque no le importa si son religiosos.
You can be
religioso.
You can be religious and just be just like the world.
Tú puedes ser religioso y ser igual que el mundo.
But if you really make up your mind to serve God,
pero si tú de veras has decidido en tu mente servir a Dios,
and you start living a holy, righteous life,
y tú comienza a vivir una vida santa y justa,
you're going to bring conviction on everybody around you that's not living right.
Tú vas a traer convicción sobre de mucho alrededor de ti que no están viviendo bien.
And they're going to try every way they can to tear that down.
Y ellos van a tratar de cualquier manera de derribar eso.
They told Sanballat and Tobiah told Nehemiah. He said, "We want you to come down to the land of Ono and meet us. We want to talk to you about this."
Sanballat y Tobiah le dijeron a Nehemías. Ellos dijeron, queremos que usted bajen al valle de Ono y que hablemos de esto.
That always amazed me that God put that in the Bible that way.
Tú ves, siempre me hace entender por qué Dios puso eso ahí en la Biblia.
That they wanted them to come down to Ono.
Porque ellos querían bajar a Ono.
Because they were saying, oh no!
Porque ellos estaban diciendo, oh no.
We don't want you to build this.
Nosotros no queremos que tú edifiques esto.
Oh no, this, you're not going to do this.
Oh no, tú no vas a hacer eso.
That's what people are telling you when you're, all your friends and family that are not serving God, when you start serving God, they'll say, oh no.
Y cuando, eso es lo que tu familia y tu padre y amigos, cuando tú comienzas a servir a Dios, ellos dicen, oh no.
But you're going to have to be like Nehemiah.
Tú vas a tener que ser como Nehemiah.
You're going to have to say, I cannot come down.
Él le dijo, yo no puedo descender.
I'm building a wall.
Yo estoy edificando un muro.
See, God, if God doesn't put it in you, you'll never make it.
Si Dios no lo pone en ti, tú nunca lo vas a lograr.
But if God deals with you.
Pero si Dios trata contigo.
You know, it's the Spirit of God that's calling you.
Pero si es el Espíritu de Dios que te está llamando.
And you respond to his call.
Y tú respondes a su llamado.
There'll be something in you.
Va a haber algo en ti.
That'll tell you, I'm headed in the right direction.
Que te está diciendo, estoy en la dirección correcta.
I see the purpose of God.
Yo veo el propósito de Dios.
Maybe I've missed it in my past.
Quizá yo lo perdí en mi pasado.
I see what God wants out of my life.
Pero yo veo lo que Dios quiere de mi vida.
And What's been torn down has to be rebuilt.
Lo que ha sido derribado tiene que ser reconstruido.
And somebody has to do it.
Y alguien tiene que hacerlo.
And he chose me, hallelujah.
Y él me escogió a mí, hallelujah.
He called my name one day.
Él llamó mi nombre un día.
And God put it in the king's heart.
Y Dios lo puso en el corazón del rey.
You see, God will begin to help you. If you take one step towards God, he'll take two towards you.
Tú ves, Dios comenzará a ayudarte. Si tú toma un paso hacia Dios, Dios tomará dos pasos hacia ti.
It's a journey.
Es una jornada.
It's a pilgrimage.
Es un peregrinaje.
To serve God.
Para servir a Dios.
And what did Abraham said, we're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God.
Abraham dijo, estamos buscando una ciudad que en su constructor y hacedor es Dios.
That's our vision today.
Esa es nuestra visión.
Brother Weininger leaned over to me while we were singing that song.
El hermano Weininger se recostó sobre mí y me dijo, mientras que estábamos cantando ese himno.
If you don't understand what we're all about,
si tú no entiendes de lo que acerca de qué lo que somos,
you wouldn't know what that song meant.
Tú no sabes qué lo que quiere decir ese coro.
But we know that the church has been destroyed. The New Testament church.
Nosotros sabemos que la iglesia del Nuevo Testamento ha sido destruida.
There's not a church like the New Testament church in the world today.
No hay una iglesia como la iglesia del Nuevo Testamento en el mundo.
And God has called and put in the hearts of some people.
Dios ha llamado y lo ha puesto en el corazón de alguna gente.
To rebuild the city.
Para reconstruir la ciudad.
To go back to the Word of God.
Para volver a la palabra de Dios.
And dig down through the ruin of man's doctrines and man's ideologies and organizations.
Y cavar a través de la ideología de la ruina ideológica de los hombres y organizaciones.
Find the foundation that was laid in the New Testament church.
Y poner el fundamento que fue puesto en la iglesia primitiva.
Paul said in Ephesians that we're built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone.
Pablo dijo, somos edificados sobre el fundamento de los apóstoles y profetas, siendo Jesucristo la piedra angular.
There's a lot of Jesus is being preached today.
Hay muchos Jesús que son predicados hoy.
There's a lot of messages about Christ and who he is and what he did.
Hay mucho mensaje de Cristo, de lo que él es y de lo que él hizo.
But there's just one Jesus Christ.
Pero nada más hay un solo Jesucristo.
There's just one true Son of God.
Solamente hay un solo hijo verdadero.
And there's just one truth about his purpose of coming to this world.
Y nada más hay un verdadero propósito de su venida a este mundo.
And what he brought in the end of the Jewish world.
Y lo que él trajo en el final del mundo judío.
And gathered a harvest in that world.
Y hizo una cosecha en ese mundo.
Those that heard him.
Aquellos que le oyeron.
Were just small remnant of Israel.
Solamente era un pequeño remanente de Israel.
John said he came to his own.
Juan dijo, él vino a los suyos.
But his own received him not.
Pero los suyos no le recibieron.
Israel rejected him.
Israel lo rechazó.
He came to his own people, but they rejected him as being their Messiah.
Él vino a su propia gente, pero ellos le rechazaron. De que él era el Mesías.
But as many as did receive,
pero a todos los que le recibieron,
to them gave he power,
a él les dio la potestad,
to become the sons of God,
de ser los hijos de Dios.
And Paul said that the whole world,
Pablo dijo que el mundo entero,
he said there is in a travail,
está está en dolor,
waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
En la manifestación de los hijos de Dios.
And it took God 4,000 years.
Se le tomó a Dios 4,000 años.
To bring Christ to this world.
Para traer a Cristo a este mundo.
To find a people that he could bring them through.
Para encontrar a una gente que él lo podía traer a través de.
And manifest himself through his son.
Y manifestarse a través de su hijo.
In such a way that it would restore what was lost in the fall of Adam.
Lo que podría, lo que restauraría lo que se cayó en la caída de Adán.
There was a picture of that in the death of Lazarus.
Había un tipo de eso en la muerte de Lázaro.
You know, Martha said he had been dead for 4 days and he was stinking.
Marta dijo que él tenía 4 días de muerto y hería.
God wouldn't let Jesus go. He knew Lazarus was sick.
Él sabía que Lázaro estaba enfermo.
They sent for him.
Lo mandaron a buscar.
To come pray for him.
Para que orara por él.
But God wouldn't let him go.
Pero Dios no lo dejaría ir.
God made him wait until he died.
Dios permitió que él muriera.
And he made him wait 4 days.
Y lo dejó que él esperara 4 días.
While he was still in the grave.
Siempre, todavía que él estaba en
because
la tumba.
God wanted his people to see something.
Dios quería que su gente vieran algo.
It was just a few that God was trying to reach.
Era solamente unos cuantos que Dios estaba tratando de alcanzar.
There was just a little, there was just 12 disciples and their direct family members and a few friends that Christ was able to reach into their lives and affect and have an influence on.
Solamente estaban los 12 discípulos, sus amigos y un grupito a quien Dios quería alcanzar y entrar en su vida.
When he died, there was just about 120 that all that he had really was able to affect.
Cuando él murió, solamente había 120, ese pequeño grupo que él podía afectar.
That's what the purpose of God rested on, was those 12 men and those that were attached to them.
Era esos 12 hombres que Dios estaba descansando y los que estaban conectados con ellos.
Some of them were there with Jesus when he resurrected Lazarus from the dead.
Algunos de ellos estaban ahí cuando él resucitó a Lázaro de los muertos.
She said, Lord, if you would have just came, you could have raised him up.
Ella dijo, Señor, si tú hubieras venido, tú lo hubieras levantado.
He said, he's not dead.
Él le dijo, él no está muerto.
She said, I know he's going to resurrect in the resurrection.
Ella dijo, yo sé que él va a resucitar en la resurrección.
He said, Martha, I am the resurrection.
Él le dijo, Martha, yo soy la resurrección.
Well, she didn't understand that.
Ella no entendía eso.
How did Jesus do what he did? I just want somebody to tell me.
Jesús hizo lo que él hizo. Yo quiero que alguien me diga.
Somehow God, an angel must have told him the night before or something.
Seguramente un ángel le dijo en el.
An angel must have said, tomorrow morning I want you to get up and go out to that grave.
Él posiblemente
draw a
dijo,
crowd.
Vete para allá mañana.
Preach a little message about a resurrection of life.
Vete allá y predica un mensajito de resurrección de vida.
You know, I'm sure they didn't get it all recorded what took place.
Yo sé que ellos no recordaron todo lo que tomó lugar.
Somehow he went out there to the grave.
De alguna manera él fue allá a la tumba.
And the people followed him out there.
Y la gente le siguieron allá.
And I don't know if they thought he was going to have a little funeral service, memorial service, or what.
No sé si ellos pensaron que él iba a tener un servicio fúnebre o un servicio memorial o qué.
But he must have picked out a few men.
Pero seguramente le escogió algunos hombres.
And said, roll that stone back from that grave opening.
Y él le dijo, empujen la piedra de esa tumba.
His sister said, wait a minute.
Sus hermanas dijeron, espera un momento.
He's dead and stinking by now.
Él dijo, él está muerto y hiede por ahora.
You can't do that.
Tú no puedes hacer eso.
He said, roll the stone back.
Él le dijo, remuevan las piedras.
Well, they did what he said.
Bueno, ellos hicieron lo que él dijo.
And they must have thought he was crazy.
Y posiblemente pensaron que él estaba loco.
When he said, Lazarus.
Y cuando él dijo, Lázaro.
Come forth.
Ven fuera.
This guy was wrapped up in grave clothes.
Él estaba enliado en sudario de tumba.
They had a grave cloth over his face.
Tenía un sudario en su cara.
Here he comes like a mummy.
Él aquí viene como una momia.
Walking up to the opening of the grave.
Aquí subiendo la...
Caminando como así.
Caminando.
Ahora, así es, mira. Ese.
Caminando como una momia.
You messed up your deal.
I did.
Yeah.
You made me mess up.
Okay, just a minute. Now. Can you imagine experiencing that, witnessing that?
¿Usted se imagina siendo testigo de eso?
Here's a man dead 4 days in the grave.
Había un hombre muerto 4 días en la tumba.
And he walks up in his grave clothes.
Y él sube en su sudario.
Jesus said, loose him and let him go.
Jesús dijo, desátenlo y déjalo que se vaya.
That was a picture.
Eso era un tipo.
Of 4,000 years.
De 4,000 años.
That death reigned and ruled in the hearts of men.
De 4,000 años que la muerte reinó en el corazón del hombre.
There was no hope for eternal life.
No había esperanza de vida eterna.
But when God, through Jesus Christ, his son.
Pero cuando Dios, a través de su hijo Jesucristo.
Came to restore life to mankind. Hallelujah.
Vino a restaurar vida. A la raza humana, aleluya.
That was lost in the garden.
Que fue perdido en el huerto.
Got its beginning of restoration right there in Lazarus's life.
Dios comenzando una restauración ahí mismo en la vida de Lázaro.
Sign.
Es una seña.
That Jesus was bringing life again.
Era una seña de que Jesús estaba trayendo vida.
The fallen man, hallelujah.
Con el hombre caído, hallelujah.
I'm talking about something that Jesus did for you and me.
Yo estoy hablando de algo que Jesús hizo para ti y para mí.
It took God 4,000 years to bring that back into this world.
Se le tomó a Dios 4,000 años para traer eso otra vez al mundo.
You don't think we're serving a long-suffering, gentle, patient God?
¿Tú no crees que estamos sirviendo a un Dios benigno, paciente?
What a God!
¡Qué Dios!
What a Savior!
¡Qué Salvador!
Yet most of the world did not understand it and were not even concerned about it.
La mayoría del mundo no lo entendía y siquiera estaban preocupados por ello.
In fact, they were a part of what caused him to be crucified.
En efecto, ellos fueron parte de lo que le causó la crucifixión.
And Jesus continued to finish the work God sent him here to do.
Y Cristo siguió terminando el trabajo que Dios lo envió aquí para hacer.
When he was finally offered up,
y cuando finalmente fue ofrecido,
there was 12 men that actually received the complete understanding and purpose of God's design and will for all of mankind.
Había solamente 12 hombres que estaban para recibir el propósito y la voluntad de la raza humana que Dios había enviado.
And they turned that world upside down.
Y ellos viraron ese mundo de arriba abajo.
God began to touch lives.
Dios comenzó a tocar vida.
People from all over that world.
Gente de todo ese mundo.
from all religions of the world.
De toda la religión del mundo.
This wasn't just for Israelites anymore.
Eso no era nada más para israelitas.
They got an understanding of the God's promise to Abraham.
Ellos tuvieron un entendimiento del propósito de Dios para Abraham.
When God promised him,
cuando Dios le prometió,
that your seed,
que tu simiente,
will be like the stars in heaven,
que sean como las estrellas del cielo,
and they'll be numbered as the sand of the sea,
y sean numeradas como la arena del mar.
You ever reached down and you ever been on the ocean?
¿Tú has estado en el mar?
Just pick up a handful of sand.
Recoge una mano llena de arena.
And watch every little grain of it pour out of your hand.
Y mirar cada granito de eso vaciado de tu
mano. And look at the millions, billions.
Mira los millones.
Little grains of sand laying on the beach.
Millones de granito de arena sobre el mar.
God promised Abraham that there would, in this world,
there
would be, before God is finished,
antes de que Dios terminara,
it was prophesied,
fue profetizado,
that there will be a time in this world,
que habría un tiempo en este mundo,
that everyone will look to his neighbor,
que cada uno miraría a su vecino,
and say, hey, do you know the Lord?
¿Tú conoces al Señor?
He said, you won't never say that.
Tú nunca dirás eso.
Because he said, everyone will know him.
Él dijo, todo el mundo le conoce.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking for that world.
Yo estoy buscando por ese mundo.
Brother Daniels, I want to be a part of that world.
Daniel, yo quiero ser parte de ese mundo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God.
Yo estoy buscando una ciudad que su
this world constructor
y hacedor es
Dios. World is sick.
Este mundo está enfermo.
It's in trouble.
Está en problema.
Charlie Johnson. I don't know how many of y'all ever heard Charlie Johnson sing.
Yo no sé cuántos de ustedes han oído a Charlie Johnson cantar.
He said, this world is in trouble.
Él dice, este mundo está en peligro.
He asked the questions in one of his songs, said, what you gonna do, sinner?
Y él preguntó una pregunta en uno de sus signos. ¿Qué es lo que tú vas a hacer, pecador?
Brother Green came up to me, and while the Houston meeting was going, we was all standing up, and he walked up to my chair on the platform.
El hermano Green, mientras que estábamos en la reunión de Houston, él caminó a la plataforma.
I looked at him, and I said, what you going to do?
Y yo lo miré y dije, ¿qué tú vas a hacer?
Sinner.
Pecador.
He cracked up.
Él se rió.
He knows that song.
Él sabe ese himno.
Well, hallelujah.
Bueno, hallelujah.
There was a harvest in the end of the Jewish world.
Había una cosecha en el final del mundo judío.
That as many as did respond to the call of God.
Que todos los que respondieron al llamado de Dios.
To them he gave power.
Aquellos él le dio potestad.
To become the sons of God.
De ser hechos los hijos de Dios.
I'm not talking about becoming a part of religion.
Yo no estoy hablando acerca de venir a ser
parte de religión. I'm talking about a life-changing experience that only God can cause to happen in your life.
Estoy hablando de un cambio que solamente Dios puede causar que suceda en tu vida.
It's not by might.
No es por tu propio poder.
Of man.
De hombre.
It's not by power.
No es por poder.
Of man.
De hombre.
But it's by my spirit.
Pero es por mi espíritu.
Saith the Lord.
Dice el Señor.
Only God can change your heart.
Solamente Dios puede cambiar tu
Only
corazón.
Only God can save you.
Solamente Dios te puede salvar.
Only He can reconcile your life.
Él solamente puede reconciliar tu vida.
And work a miracle in it.
Y obrar un milagro en él.
And cause you to be born again.
Y causarte que sea nacido de nuevo.
You've been born of Adam.
Tú has nacido de Adán.
But you must be born of God.
Tú tienes que ser nacido de Dios.
To receive this everlasting life I'm talking about.
Para recibir esta vida eterna que estoy hablando.
When God finished the work in the end of the Jewish world,
Cuando Dios terminó la obra en el final del mundo judío.
And the gospel was given to the Gentiles.
Y el evangelio fue dado a los gentiles.
It wasn't long that the New Testament church began to wane and fade away.
Y no pasó mucho tiempo cuando la iglesia del Nuevo Testamento comenzó a morir y a caerse.
You have to understand that God had been dealing with the Jews for 2,000 years with the righteous line really reaching back to the whole 4,000 years.
Usted tiene que pensar que Dios ha estado tratando con los judíos por 2,000 años. Obviamente, con los 2,000 años, con esa línea, la genealogía justa.
To bring about his fullness among the Jewish people in the end of the Jewish world.
Para traer todo lo que él tenía dentro del mundo judío.
At that time, the gospel was given to the Gentiles.
En ese tiempo, el evangelio fue dado a los gentiles.
And that started the Gentile world, the biblical Gentile world.
Eso comenzó el mundo gentil bíblico.
This gospel was given to the Gentiles.
Este evangelio fue dado a los gentiles.
But you have to remember, God hadn't been dealing with us 2,000 years.
Dios, recuérdese que no había estado tratando con nosotros 2,000
años. We didn't have the law of God, the prophets of God, the history and all the experiences.
La ley de Dios, los profetas de Dios, toda la historia.
You and I came from heathenistic, idolatrous backgrounds.
Nosotros hemos venido de un fundamento idólatra y pagano.
And when the world began to embrace this gospel,
cuando el mundo comenzó a abrazar este evangelio,
so many ideologies came with it.
Mucha ideología vino consigo.
You know, ideas of man about God.
Ideas de hombre acerca de Dios.
This Christian movement, it had to be on a much more primitive level.
Este movimiento cristiano tenía que ser sobre de un nivel más primitivo.
God understood that.
Dios entendió eso.
He had to allow that.
Él tenía que permitir eso.
He had to allow years, hundreds of years to go by.
Él tenía que permitir cientos de años que pasaran.
I made a statement in Bible class recently.
Yo hice un comentario en el estudio bíblico.
That I'm sure that God,
que yo estoy seguro que Dios,
was responsible for the Catholic Church coming into existence.
Era responsable de que la iglesia católica viniera a la existencia.
It was on a very primitive level.
Era un nivel muy primitivo.
Daniel prophesied about it.
Daniel profetizó de ello.
There was during this time of Babylonian captivity.
Era durante este tiempo de cautividad babilónica.
God two times gave very explicit prophecies concerning the Gentile world.
Dios en dos ocasiones Dios explícita fue explícito acerca de este mundo.
In the second chapter of Daniel.
Gentil. En el segundo capítulo de Daniel,
the king had a vision of a man, the image of a man.
El rey tuvo una visión de un hombre, de una imagen.
The man had a gold head.
El hombre tenía una cabeza de oro.
His shoulders and arms were made of silver.
Su hombro y su brazo eran hechos de plata.
His below his ribs down to his hips were brass.
Debajo de su de sus costillas hasta su
this
muslo.
Is pretty interesting.
Era de
dream
bronce.
To have.
Era de bronce.
His legs were made of iron.
Y sus piernas eran de hierro.
And his feet were made of clay and iron.
Y sus pies eran hechos de barro y de hierro.
Now the king had this dream.
El rey tuvo este sueño.
And he saw a mountain.
Y él vio una montaña.
And a little stone.
Y una pequeña piedra.
Hewn out of the mountain without hands.
Fue cortada de la montaña sin mano.
Just a little stone came out of this mountain.
Solamente una pequeña piedra.
Miraculously.
Eso milagrosamente.
And this stone was hurled at the feet of this image.
Y la piedra dio en los pies de la imagen.
And it broke the image all to pieces.
Y rompió la imagen en todo en pedazos.
And then the little stone began to roll.
Y la pequeña piedra comenzó a rodar.
And it got bigger and bigger.
Y comenzó a ser más grande y más
grande. Until it finally filled up the whole world.
Finalmente llenó la tierra entera.
And the king told his magicians and astrologists and all of the men that he's looking for to interpret his dream.
El rey le dijo a sus astrólogos y
he said, I want an interpretation of this dream.
Yo quiero la interpretación de este sueño.
He said, huh? Yeah, he forgot it, but he wanted somebody to tell him the dream and the interpretation.
Él se había olvidado el sueño y quería que alguien le dijera su sueño y su interpretación.
If you ever had a dream, you thought, man, that was a dream, but I can't remember it.
Tú has tenido un sueño, ha dicho, yo tuve un sueño, pero no lo puedo recordar.
Well, they told him, they said, there's no one can tell you your dream and tell you what it means. You have to tell us the dream, then we'll tell you what it means.
Pues, tú tienes que decirnos el sueño para poderte decir la interpretación.
Daniel, who was one of the Israelites that was in captivity.
Pero Daniel, que era uno de los israelitas que estaba en cautividad.
That had been chosen as one of the servants for the king.
Que era sido, había sido cogido como uno de los siervos del rey.
God began to deal with him.
Dios comenzó a tratar con él.
Because the king said, I'm going to kill every one of you if one of you don't come up with it.
Él dijo, yo lo voy a matar a todos ustedes si uno no viene y me lo
dice. I'm sure Daniel started praying.
Yo sé que Daniel comenzó a orar.
He probably starts saying, God help us, because he's going to start working on us after he gets done with them.
Él dijo, bueno, Señor, ayúdanos, porque después que él termine con ellos, va a venir donde nosotros.
And God gave Daniel, he showed him the dream and the interpretation.
Dios le enseñó a Daniel el sueño y la interpretación.
Think about Daniel telling somebody, saying, go tell the king, I can tell him his dream and the interpretation.
Mira, piensa en Daniel, mandándole decir al rey, yo te puedo decir el sueño y la interpretación.
You saw a man.
Él dijo, tú viste un hombre.
Whose head was gold.
Que su cabeza era de oro.
He said, oh king, you're that head of gold.
Y él dijo, tú, oh rey, eres esa cabeza de oro.
He said, God is showing you the kingdoms of this world as it is today, and what it's going to be like in the future.
Y Dios te está enseñando el reinado de este mundo que es hoy lo que va a ser en el futuro.
He said, the man had two arms and a shoulders and chest like silver.
Él dijo, el hombre tenía dos brazos y pecho de plata.
He said, your kingdom's going to come to an end.
Él dijo, tu reino va a venir a,
he said, the Medo-Persian's empire will
final.
Come into existence and destroy Babylon.
Él dijo, los Medes y los Persia van a entrar a Babilonia y va a destruirla.
And he said, when their kingdom comes to an end, it'll be because Greece.
Cuando su reino venga a su final, va a ser porque Grecia.
Which is the
belly.
The thighs and the belly.
Que Grecia, que es la barriga hasta la cintura.
Of brass.
Que es de bronce.
So they'll come into existence and overthrow Medo-Persia.
Ellos van a destruir a Media y a Persia.
Then he said, another kingdom will come, which is the legs. It'll have two parts.
Él dijo, vendrá otro reino, que va a ser las piernas, que va a tener dos partes.
Then he said, there'll be the feet of iron and clay.
Y dice que los pies serían de hierro y barro.
And he said that when it gets down into the ten toes, the kings, those kings, they'll take on parts of the world, but they'll never mingle together.
Dice que esto barro y hierro nunca se mezclan.
And he showed him the little stone hewn out of a mountain.
Y él enseñó la pequeña piedra.
He said,
que salió de la montaña.
That is the kingdom of heaven.
Él dijo, ese es el
That's
reino
the
del
church.
Cielo. Esa es la iglesia.
You know, in other words, the kingdoms of this world have evolved.
Tú sabes que los reinos de este mundo han evolucionado.
Listen, these are the world powers of history.
Estos son los imperios mundiales de la historia.
Babylon.
Babilonia.
Then Medo-Persian Empire.
El imperio de Media y
Persia. Study world history.
Que están en el,
then Greece.
Entonces Grecia.
Was a world power. Ruled era, the world.
Era un imperio mundial que gobernó
and
el mundo.
Then Rome.
Entonces Roma.
Rome ruled the world
Roma
longer than any other nation.
Roma dirigió el mundo más que cualquier otra nación.
They ruled during the days of Jesus.
Gobernó en los tiempos de Jesús.
Down to AD 325.
Hasta el 325 DC.
The reason it has two parts. This is another amazing thing about God.
Tú ves, esta otra cosa maravillosa de Dios. Tenía dos partes.
That there were the two parts of the arms and shoulders represented the Medo-Persian Empire. Two nations.
El brazo de plata y los hombros eran dos naciones, pero eran un gobierno.
Gets down to the legs.
Cuando llega a las piernas.
There's two legs.
Hay dos piernas.
They're both made out of iron.
Los dos son hechos de hierro.
There's two parts of the Roman Empire.
Son dos partes del Imperio Romano.
It started out with pagan Rome.
Comenzó con Roma pagana.
The Caesars.
Con los Césares.
All of the, probably we could get our Roman visitors to tell us something about the history of Rome.
Posiblemente nuestros visitantes nos podrán decir algo del Imperio Romano.
I'll give you what I have on the biblical history of it.
Yo te voy a dar lo que tengo sobre la parte bíblica de la historia.
Rome ruled until and you know they were in rule at the time of Jesus.
Ellos estaban en el gobierno durante el tiempo de Jesús.
But they were responsible in a way, but they had given their power as far as religion was concerned over to the Judaism.
Rulers ellos of Judaism. No eran los responsables por la muerte de Jesús, pero ellos le dio el poder al judaísmo.
You remember Pilate? He said, "I can't find nothing wrong with this man, Jesus."
Pilato dijo, "Yo no puedo encontrar nada mal con
este hombre." But he said,
Jesús.
"You know, we've given you all the power of your religious activity, so you can do what you want to do with him. I'll give you power to do it."
Así que como ustedes tienen poder sobre su actividad religiosa, yo le doy poder a ustedes para hacerlo.
So they crucified Jesus.
Así que ellos crucificaron a Jesús.
And Rome continued to rule until Constantine finally received Christianity. He accepted Christianity.
Ellos gobernaron hasta Constantino, que finalmente recibió el cristianismo.
And he no doubt saw a need for there to be some kind of order from the government of the world and the order of Christianity that he obviously believed.
Él vio la necesidad que el gobierno del mundo tuviera parte en el gobierno de la cristiandad, que había una necesidad, tanto gobierno como en el cristianismo.
And he gave power to the papacy.
Él le dio poder al papado.
Which really gained greater power than the civil power.
Que de veras ganó más poder que el poder civil.
I believe God. God was, this was the effect of what God was doing.
Esto era el efecto de lo que Dios estaba haciendo.
God saw there had to be some order.
Dios,
it might have been primitive.
Que tenía que haber algún orden.
But God.
Tenía que ser seguramente primitivo.
God was bringing the ideology of Christianity into this world.
Dios estaba trayendo la ideología del cristianismo a este mundo.
That doesn't mean it was all done right, but God works with what's less than right.
Yo no creo que todo estaba bien, pero Dios trabaja con lo que es menos que incorrecto.
Now everybody in here has to agree with that.
Aquí adentro todo el mundo tiene que estar de acuerdo con esto.
If God's working with you,
si Dios está trabajando contigo,
and you believe that he is,
y tú crees que él es,
then you have to know that he's willing to work with something that's less than right.
Tú tienes que estar de acuerdo que Dios está trabajando con algo que es
he'll take you just like you are.
Él te cogerá tal como tú eres.
But he's just starting with you. He's not near finished.
Él está comenzando. No, no está ni siquiera cerca de terminar.
We sang that song.
Cantamos ese himno.
He's changing me.
Me está cambiando a mí.
My blessed Savior.
Mi bendito Salvador.
I'm not the same.
No soy el mismo.
Person that I used to be.
Que yo era antes.
All right.
Okay.
So I have to give him a little singing lesson every once in a while.
Yo tengo que darle un poquito de lección de cantar.
Another thing God showed in the book of Daniel.
Otra cosa que Dios enseñó en el libro de Daniel.
He gave another vision.
Él dio otra visión.
Of the kingdoms of this world.
De los reyes de este mundo.
And it showed these animals.
Él enseñó estas bestias.
Started out with a lion.
Comenzó con un león.
And then a bear.
Entonces un oso.
And then a leopard.
Entonces un leopardo.
And then it was just called a terrible beast.
Entonces fue llamado una bestia terrible.
They couldn't even describe it.
No la podían ni siquiera describir.
And Daniel began, God gave him the interpretation.
Entonces Dios
this
le
is
dio,
in the seventh chapter of Daniel.
En el capítulo 7 de Daniel, Dios le dio la interpretación.
And he said, Babylon is this lion.
Él dijo, Babilonia era este león.
It was the, you know, the lion's the most powerful beast. And at that time, there was no nation that could handle Babylon. Babylon ruled the world at that time.
A ese tiempo no había una nación que podía controlar a Babilonia.
And then he saw a bear.
Entonces él vio un oso.
That had three ribs in his mouth.
Que tenía tres costillas en los dientes.
And Daniel said that's the Medo Persians.
Él dijo que ese es los Medo y los Persas.
Babylon got Lydia and Egypt to help them fight against the Medo Persians, but they still couldn't whip the Medo Persians. The Medo Persians destroyed Babylon. And Lydia and Egypt.
Él consiguió a Libia y a Egipto. Para ayudar a Babilonia, pero Babilonia, los medios y los persas lo destruyeron.
And Media Persia came into world power.
Entonces, Media y Persia vino a ser el poder mundial.
But then Greece, the leopard came.
Entonces, Grecia, el leopardo vino.
And destroyed the Media Persian empire.
Destruyó el imperio de los medos y los persas.
Then this terrible beast.
Entonces esta terrible
and
bestia.
This beast had 10 horns.
Esta bestia tenía 10 cuernos.
This was Rome.
Y esta era Roma.
More powerful, era, more terrible than any other nation that the world's ever known.
Más poderoso y terrible que el mundo jamás conoció.
Those ten horns represented the 10 provinces of Rome at that
esos
time.
Esos 10 cuernos representaban las 10 provincias de Roma a ese tiempo.
And then Daniel saw a little horn.
Entonces Daniel vio un pequeño
that
cuerno.
That rose up among the 10 horns.
Que salió dentro de los 10 cuernos.
And that little horn destroyed 3 of the horns and plucked them up.
Este pequeño cuerno destruyó a 3 de los cuernos y lo arrancó.
He began to give an interpretation of what happened, what was going to happen in the future.
Entonces dio una interpretación de lo que iba a pasar en el futuro.
When Constantine gave the papacy power,
cuando Constantino le dio el poder al papado,
he had power really over the whole world.
Él tenía poder sobre el mundo entero.
But the Bible said in the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, his head was wounded unto death, but he didn't die.
Dice en el capítulo 13 del libro de Revelación que su cabeza recibió una herida de muerte, pero no murió.
What really happened there? There were 3 provinces in Rome that rejected the papacy.
Pues lo que pasó en sí fue que habían 3 provincias de Roma que rechazaron al papado.
In AD 325, in the Council of Nicaea, the papacy developed the doctrinal position of the Holy Trinity. The understanding of the Godhead.
Tú ves, en el 325, el papado desarrolló la doctrina de la Santa Trinidad.
Well, at that time, there was a man by the name of, I believe his name was Arian.
En ese tiempo, el nombre de esa persona era Ariano.
And he withstood in debate against the Pope.
Él se paró y combatió contra del Papa.
His position was there's two in the Godhead, God the Father and God the Son.
Él peleó y discutió Ariano y dijo que había dos en la divinidad.
The Holy
Dios
Spirit,
el Padre y Dios el Espíritu, Dios el Padre y el Hijo.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life in God the Father. So that was the source of life to God the Son.
El Espíritu del Padre, el Espíritu Santo, era la vida de Dios el Padre y del Hijo.
Let me see if I can fix this. I don't know why this won't work on his head.
Something is wrong.
Something wrong.
Wrong.
Don't say that. They know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So, where was I?
Well,
oh,
the life of
the Arian.
Los Arianos.
Okay, those three provinces rejected the papacy as the head of the church in their provinces. They would not submit to him.
Tú ves, estas tres provincias no recibirían al Papa como la cabeza de la iglesia, y ellos lo rechazaron.
And it
eso le hirió la cabeza.
This was the little horn that rose up among the ten horns and plucked up three horns.
Ese era el pequeño cuerno que se levantó dentro de los diez cuernos y arrancó tres.
And it took from AD 325 to AD 538.
Se tomó desde el 325 AD hasta el 538 AD. AD,
es decir, those three provinces después to be destroyed.
De Cristo, para que esas tres provincias fueran destruidas.
And after that,
y después de eso,
he gained control.
Él ganó control.
And his deadly wound was healed.
Y su herida mortal fue sanada.
So, God gave some great explicit information in Daniel's day.
Dios dio algunas grandes explicaciones explícitas en los días de Daniel.
It's representative down here in our day.
Está representado aquí abajo en nuestro día.
Because we're now in this Gentile world.
Ahora estamos en este mundo gentil.
And we're beyond the early church era.
Estamos más allá de la era cristiana.
And the church did fall away.
La iglesia cayó.
And God's having to work for 2,000 years with the Gentile world to bring us to a restoration of the New Testament church.
Dios se está tomando 2,000 años para tratar con los gentiles, para traernos a una restauración de la iglesia primitiva.
It means something to us.
Significa algo para nosotros.
To sing that song.
Para cantar ese himno.
We're building a wall.
Estamos edificando una.
We cannot come down.
No podemos descender.
God has showed us.
Dios nos ha enseñado.
We've got to rebuild what was lost in the New Testament church.
Tenemos que reconstruir lo que se perdió en la iglesia primitiva.
When you read the New Testament,
cuando tú lees el Nuevo Testamento,
if you're at all reasonable,
si tú eres razonable,
you can see that there is no church today like that church.
Tú puedes ver que no hay una iglesia hoy como esa iglesia.
And I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to accept the church of today. I'm not willing to accept this church.
No estoy dispuesto a aceptar esta iglesia hoy.
I'm willing to stay here and work.
Yo estoy dispuesto a quedarme aquí trabajar.
Until we find a church like the New Testament church.
Hasta que encontramos la iglesia del Nuevo Testamento.
I'm not willing to stay here.
We are too.
You are too? You're in on that?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Estamos juntos.
He's in agreement with that.
Estoy de acuerdo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking for a New Testament church restoration.
Yo estoy buscando una restauración de la iglesia del
Nuevo Testamento. I know the Bible. The Bible shows us there's going to be a restored church.
La Biblia nos enseña que va a haber una iglesia restaurada.
I wish I had time to go through it all and explain it.
Ojalá que tuviera tiempo para ir a través de la Biblia y explicarlo.
But remember when in Daniel 2, those two legs like of iron.
Recuérdese que en Daniel 2, cuando esto da dos piernas de hierro.
Those two legs like an iron.
Estas dos piernas como de hierro.
And the toes of iron and clay.
De los dedos de hierro y barro.
Those two iron represents pagan and papal Rome.
Estas dos piernas representa a Roma pagana y Roma papal.
And then remember there's two feet.
Entonces recuérdense que hay dos pies. Dos pies.
Two feet, one of iron, one of clay. Mixed with iron and clay.
Mezclado con
notice
barro y hierro.
Notice something about this image.
Noten algo de esta imagen.
Starts out with gold.
Comienza con oro.
And all the way down the type of metal gets to becoming a weaker and weaker metal.
Tú ves, de arriba abajo, el tipo de metal viene a ser
más... Maybe I shouldn't say weaker, but a less valuable.
Tú ves,
inferior, that's a better word.
O sea que los materiales vienen a ser más inferiores.
Until finally it gets down to clay.
Hasta que finalmente llega a barro.
But it has the mixture of iron.
Tiene la mezcla de hierro.
Well, in the 13th chapter of the book of Revelations,
en el capítulo 13 del libro de Revelación,
it shows that there's a two-horned beast.
Enseña de que hay una bestia de dos cuernos.
That has all the power of the first beast.
Que tiene todo el poder de la primera bestia.
And speaks as a dragon.
Y habla como un dragón.
And it makes an image to us.
Y hace una imagen a la bestia.
This hasn't taken place in our world yet.
Eso no ha tomado lugar en nuestro mundo.
I'm going to tell you something, saints.
Déjeme decirle algo.
If you're paying attention to what's going on in our world,
si ustedes están prestando atención de lo que está pasando en nuestro mundo,
our world's in trouble.
Nuestro mundo está en peligro.
The most powerful nation in the world.
La nación más poderosa del mundo.
It doesn't matter who wants to accept it or not, it's the United States of America.
No importa quién lo quiera aceptar o no, es la nación de los Estados Unidos.
The whole world's looking at the United States.
El mundo entero está mirando a los Estados Unidos.
The United States is becoming a weaker and weaker nation.
Los Estados Unidos se está poniendo más débil y más débil.
And this nation was blessed among all nations because God's hand was on this nation.
Esta nación fue bendecida porque la mano de Dios estaba sobre ella.
This has been a Christian, godly nation.
Esta ha sido una nación cristiana de Dios.
But this nation is turning away from God as fast as it can turn.
Esta nación se está apartando de Dios lo más pronto que puede.
And God will judge this nation.
Y Dios va a juzgar esta nación.
And I believe this is the nation that it's the beast that has two horns.
Y yo creo que esta nación es
two horns like a lamb.
Esta es la nación que ha tenido la bestia que tiene dos cuernos como de un cordero.
And it's going to speak like a dragon.
Y va a hablar como un dragón.
Before this world's finished, they'll see the United States as more of a world power than it is today.
Antes de que esto se termine, van a ver a los Estados Unidos como un poder mundial antes de lo que era hoy.
Because our world is in trouble.
Porque nuestro mundo está
and
en
the leading nation is in trouble.
Y las naciones que están en directrices están en peligro.
Democracy is a picture of this clay.
La democracia es un tipo de este barro.
And the clay is a weak element.
el barro es un
democracy
elemento,
is probably
débil.
The weakest governmental power that there is.
La democracia es el gobierno más débil que ha pasado.
That's why it'll be short-lived.
Por eso que va a durar poco tiempo.
Because there's too many loopholes in democracy.
Hay demasiados lagos en la democracia.
You know, our forefathers built our constitution with righteous principles.
Nuestros padres edificaron la nación con principios justos.
But our governmental structure has too many weak areas that has it's too flexible.
Tú ves, nuestro sistema gubernamental tiene demasiada área que son demasiado flexibles.
I'll just give you one example.
Dame darte un ejemplo.
President Obama.
El presidente Obama.
I'm not going to give you a political view.
No te voy a dar
I'm just going to give you a fact.
No te voy a dar una vista política, pero te voy a dar un factor para que tú veas.
The President of the United States has the power to make and sign executive orders.
El presidente de los Estados Unidos tiene el poder de firmar órdenes ejecutivas.
That changes laws.
Que cambian leyes.
Without the Congress or the representatives of the House or Senate.
Oh, sin el Congreso y el Senado.
And this president has signed more executive orders than all the presidents, 43 presidents before him, all put together.
Ha firmado más leyes de los antecesores, 43 presidentes, más que todos ellos juntos.
One president in 44 presidents.
Un presidente en 44
has changed more laws and signed more executive orders than all 43 presidents in over 235 years of our nation's history.
Tú ves, y ha hecho esas leyes más que en 235 años de la historia de nuestra nación.
Democracy is a weak government.
Democracia es un gobierno.
God did that.
Débil. Dios hizo eso.
For several reasons.
Por muchas razones.
One reason is to protect the people of God.
Una de las razones para proteger a la gente de Dios.
Until the church is restored.
Hasta que la iglesia se restaure.
After God set the Catholic Church in order.
Después que Dios ponga la iglesia católica en orden.
That was a strict order.
Eso era un orden estricto.
But when the Protestant movement began.
Cuando el movimiento protestante comenzó,
it turned to a democratic order.
Se volvió en un orden democrático.
By the time the church reached America, they set up democratic orders in the church.
Al tiempo que la iglesia llegó a América, establecieron orden democrático en la iglesia.
Even somewhat in the Catholic Church.
Aún en la iglesia católica.
There right now, there's a campaign for who's going to be the next pope.
Ahora mismo hay una campaña de quién va a ser el otro papa.
I'll prophesy to you.
Yo te voy a profetizar.
He'll be the most liberal pope that the world has seen for 100 years or long or hundreds of years.
Va a ser el papa
He'll have to be.
Más liberal que el mundo católico ha visto por
For him to try to bring this world in some kind of unity of Christianity, he will have to compromise and he'll have to be liberal to do it.
Tú ves, para él,
and he'll be a younger man. I
está,
guarantee you that.
Para estar ligado al cristianismo, para traer unidad, va a ser liberal y va a ser más joven.
So, this two-horned beast.
Esta bestia de dos
it's
cabezas.
Going to make an image to the beast that was before it.
Va a ser una imagen a la bestia que estaba
antes. You'll see America.
Ustedes van a ver América.
All the Christian organizations.
Todas las
and Christian nations.
Y todas las naciones cristianas.
Come together.
Se van a unir.
To fight this onslaught of this world against Christianity. It's primarily the Al-Qaeda, our Muslim
para luchar contra
religion.
Contra Al-Qaeda y los musulmanes.
Because their purpose is to stop Christianity.
El propósito de musulmán es detener al cristianismo.
So they will, the Christians will have to come together.
Los cristianos tendrán que unirse.
The sad part about it is they're not looking for God to help them.
La parte penosa es que no están buscando que Dios lo ayude.
They're trying to do it by might.
Ellos lo están haciendo
man's might.
Por su poder,
man's
por su fuerza,
power.
Por la fuerza del hombre.
But it'll only hope we've got it in the Spirit of God.
Nuestra única esperanza está en el Espíritu de Dios.
Thank God Daniel saw something besides just those feet of iron and clay and those 10 toes.
Gracias a Dios que Daniel vio.
Because
algo
I promise
allá.
You that Protestantism and Catholicism is going to join back up together, iron
yo
and clay.
Yo te digo que cristianismo y catolicismo se van a unir. Esto es hierro y barro.
Try to bring some sort of peace and safety to this world.
Van a tratar de traer paz y seguridad a este mundo.
But then Daniel saw a little stone hewn out of a mountain.
Daniel vio una pequeña piedra que salió
without
de
hands.
Sin mano.
That God himself
que Dios él mismo
was going to work a work
que iba a obrar un trabajo
in this mountain of religion.
En esa montaña de religión.
Mountains in the Bible represent religion.
Montaña en la Biblia representa religión.
Hills and mountains.
Lomas y montañas.
In the Songs of Solomon, the Shulamite, she said, I saw him skipping on the hills and leaping on the mountains.
La Shulamita dijo que ella lo vio que él venía saltando sobre montañas y collados.
That's talking about Jesus.
Se está hablando de Jesús.
He skipped across the hills or small religious groups.
Él saltando sobre lomitas, sobre pequeños grupos cristianos.
He's leaped from one mountain of organization to another.
Él salta de una montaña de organización a otra.
Oh, this mountain.
Esta montaña.
There was a little stone.
Había una pequeña piedra.
Without hands.
Sin mano.
Man didn't do it.
El hombre no lo hizo.
But a little stone came out of the mountain.
Pero una pequeña piedra salió de la montaña.
Which represented the true church of Jesus Christ.
Que representa la iglesia verdadera de Jesucristo.
Out of all of this conglomeration of God working in man.
De toda esta conglomeración de Dios obrando en el hombre.
And God reaching in to bring his purpose of eternal life again.
Y Dios traer su propósito de vida eterna otra vez.
To you and I.
A ti y a mí.
In this Gentile world.
En este mundo gentil.
That he's going to have a little remnant again.
Él va a tener un pequeño remanente otra vez.
Like he started with in the New Testament church with those 12 apostles.
Como él comenzó con los 12 apóstoles en los días de Pentecostés.
He'll just start with a small group.
Él va a comenzar con un pequeño grupo.
Jesus does things very simple, and he looks for those that will work with him in humility. He doesn't need anything great and powerful.
Él trabaja con cosas pequeñas, trabaja con cosas que son pequeño y humilde, y no con cosas grandes y poderosas.
That's why God can take your life.
Por eso que Dios puede tomar
you
tu
might
vida.
Say, Brother Smith, I'm a nobody.
Tú puedes decir, hermano Smith, yo no soy nadie.
That's what God's looking for.
Eso es lo que Dios está
He's
buscando.
Looking for nobodies.
Él está buscando por nadie.
He said he brings to naught the things that are.
Él trae a nada las cosas que son.
With the things that are not.
Con las cosas que no son.
It's better to be an are not than a not than a are.
Sería mejor un no ser que un ser.
Don't say I are.
No diga que yo soy un
ser. Say I are not.
Diga que yo soy no. Nada. Nada.
And this little stone was hurled at the feet of that image.
Y esa piedra fue dada en el pie de esa imagen.
And it destroyed the image.
Y destruyó la imagen.
When God's finished with this Gentile world,
cuando Dios termine con este mundo gentil,
he's going to destroy the powers of man.
Él va a destruir los poderes de los hombres.
The same way he destroyed the Jewish world in AD 70.
De la misma manera como él destruyó el mundo judío en el 70 después de Cristo.
This will be a much greater destruction with the Battle of Armageddon.
Esto va a ser una destrucción mucho más grande con la batalla de Armagedón.
But before God destroys this world, he's going to gather his bride out of it.
De antes de que Dios termine con este mundo, él va a sacar su novia.
And he's called you, think of it, you and I. God some way has touched our lives.
Dios, él te ha llamado a ti y a mí, de alguna manera él ha tocado nuestra vida.
In the same way that he touched Nehemiah.
De la misma manera que él tocó a Nehemías.
And he put it in our heart to serve him.
Y lo puso en nuestro corazón para servirle.
And get busy.
Y ponte, ocúpate.
And rebuild the righteousness.
Y reedifica la justicia.
Of that New Testament church.
De esa iglesia del Nuevo Testamento.
And Daniel saw that little stone.
Y Daniel vio esta pequeña piedra.
Once it destroyed the works of man.
Una vez que destruyó la obra del hombre.
It started rolling.
Comenzó a rodar.
Right down through the millennium, 1,000 year millennium.
A través del milenio, de mil
años. And it got bigger and bigger.
Puso más grande y más grande.
Finally, the righteous people of God filled the whole earth.
Finalmente, la gente justa de Dios.
One day,
la tierra entera. Un día.
Every knee will bow.
Toda rodilla se
doblará. Every tongue will confess.
Toda lengua confesará.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Que Jesucristo es el Señor.
You and I,
tú y yo,
have a chance to be a part of that.
Tenemos un chance de ser parte.
You and I have been called.
Tú y yo hemos sido llamados.
And we have an opportunity today.
Y tenemos una oportunidad hoy.
To be a part of His everlasting kingdom.
De ser parte de su reino eterno.
Look, I'm not against anywhere God's working any of God's people.
Yo no estoy en contra de Dios trabajando en cualquier parte con su gente.
I just know,
yo solo sé,
that he's going to have his kingdom.
Que él va a tener su reino.
And I want to be a part of that.
Y yo quiero ser parte de
I'm
eso.
I'm not going to get caught up in religion.
No me voy a atrapar en religión.
I'm not going to get caught up in organization.
No me voy a atrapar en organizaciones.
But I'm looking to God.
Pero estoy mirando a Dios.
I'm looking for a city.
Estoy buscando una ciudad.
Whose builder and maker.
Que su hacedor y es Dios.
God.
Es Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
David said in the Psalms, he said, lift up your heads.
David dijo en los Salmos, levanta tu cabeza.
Everybody look up.
Todo el mundo mire arriba.
Look for Jesus.
Busca a Jesús.
He said, if you look for me,
él dijo, si tú me buscas
the
a mí,
King of glory,
el Rey de gloria,
he will come in.
Él entrará.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said this.
Jesús dijo esto.
Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Bienaventurados los que tienen hambre y sed de justicia.
For they shall be filled.
Porque ellos serán saciados.
Are you hungry?
¿Tiene hambre?
Are you thirsty?
¿Tiene sed?
If you're not, you ought to say, God, stir up a hunger in me.
Si tú no lo tienes, di Dios, revoltea un hambre en mí.
Cause me to be thirsty for you.
Cáusame que tenga sed para ti.
For the Spirit of God and the things of God.
Para el Espíritu de Dios y la cosa de Dios.
You see, when you have to make yourself do it, it's like a job.
Tú ves, cuando tú tienes que hacerte hacerlo, es como un trabajo.
But when God begins to work in your life,
pero cuando Dios comienza a trabajar,
it's just like a hunger.
Es como un hambre.
There's something that's turning on the inside.
Es algo que se está revolviendo adentro.
That's saying, I gotta have something.
Que tiene, dice, yo tengo que tener algo.
I have a desire and a yearning.
Tengo un deseo.
When you're thirsty.
Cuando tú tienes sed.
You know, after a while, you'll begin to look for something to drink.
Tú después de un rato vas a comenzar a buscar algo para beber.
That's why, you know, if you come to this church very often,
si tú vienes a esta iglesia más a menudo,
you'll know we don't try to get people down in the altars too much.
No tratamos de traer gente al altar tanto.
We know if they're not hungry and they're not thirsty, we're just going through the motions and it's not going to work.
Tú ves, sabemos que vamos a ir a través de la emoción y no va a trabajar.
When they come in that door back there,
cuando vienen en esa puerta allá atrás,
and the Spirit of God touches them,
y el Espíritu de Dios los toca,
and on their own they come down this aisle.
Por su cuenta,
with tears running down their face.
Con lágrimas corriendo en sus labios.
And they said, I need God to help me.
Dicen, yo necesito a Dios que me ayude.
They're going to get a drink.
Van a recibir
they're going to get manna from heaven.
Ellos van a recibir maná del cielo.
Hallelujah, and it's going to accomplish something in their life.
Hallelujah, y va a completar algo en su vida.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sister Donna, I still see you're still thirsty and hungry.
Yo veo, Maradona, que tú tienes
You need to be thankful for that.
Tú tienes que estar,
you know, if that wasn't God dealing with her, she'd come in here dry, parched up, dry. In fact, she wouldn't even be here.
En efecto, ella no estuviera aquí.
But something down inside said, I better go.
Pero alguien dentro de ella dijo, yo
and then when you get there and you get that cool drink of water.
Y cuando tú llegas allá y tú
recibes
ese trago de agua fría.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
It's good to be in the house of God today.
Es bueno estar en la casa de Dios hoy.
I'm so glad Brother and Sister Green are here.
Estoy contento de que el hermano y la hermana Green están aquí.
Tonight, they'll
esta noche,
we'll turn them loose.
Vamos a soltarlo.
Is dinner ready?
El almuerzo está listo.
All right. Before we have dinner, let's have prayer right quick.
Antes de tener,
we want to invite all of you, if you're here, to have dinner. Yeah, I'm going to, don't worry, Brother John, I'm going to get your money. I like that. Brother John, he's in this deal so deep, and we're down in his pockets with it. Let's remember Brother Dave and Sister Gail's little grandson.
Vamos a orar, recordar a Gail, sus nietecitos.
He's in the hospital in Springfield. They've determined that they didn't know at first he was having difficulty breathing. His blood gases would just plummet if they didn't keep him on oxygen. They found out that he's got asthma.
Se bebé tiene asma.
In a way, I'm a little bit, what, Brother Dave? It's viral infected asthma. I don't know if he'll continue with asthma, but there is one good thing about asthma. Almost everybody I've ever known that's had it outgrow it. When you get older, I had a cousin that had the worst case of asthma anybody I ever seen that nearly died several times with it. But after he got up in his 20s, he never had another. But let's pray. He had a bad night again last night, and he was doing better, and he had a little setback. So let's pray for him.
Vamos a orar por él.
Also, Sister Linda Fisher's not here today. She had a setback with her
Linda Fisher
leg. Brother Brother Wallace had surgery on his foot and hand. Brother Henry's sick today. Remember him, Brother Fisher. All right. Where's he at? At home? Brother Keith home? Okay. Is that what you asked about, Brother Keith? Remember him in your prayers. What else? Let's keep praying for Brother David Angelo. He's really got a good testimony. His cancer levels are dropping continually. So let's keep praying for him. Sister Cindy? Nathan? All right. Pray for me. I've got a cold. I can't seem to kick. All right, golden boys. Rachel? Sister Rachel's getting... By the way, Sister Abraham. All right. What about Al and Elsie? Where are they at? They went with Gail? Okay. Just remember them. Sister Elsie's doing good, though. Wonder right quick if we could get a show of hands. Who all is going to the wedding? Rachel's wedding. Everybody knows when it is and when and what. Huh? Yes. We've got room for you at the church if you need a place to stay. They've got good accommodations there, so just let Sister Cindy know. All right, if the ushers would come right quick, let's have a song and receive your tithes and offerings for today. I want to say again how much I appreciate having Jason and Francisca with us. Yeah, y'all might as well stay for potluck dinner and get the whole experience. I promise you, you're not getting the whole deal anyway. You have to come several times to figure out what this is all about. We never have two services alike. Anyway, we do want you to know we're glad you came. We appreciate having you with us. All right, let's stand and ask God to bless the dinner. Pray for these needs. Ask Him to bless them the remainder of the day. Thank you, oh God, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace, oh God.
Hallelujah.
God, for your word. Oh, Lamb of God, we love and appreciate you, Lord, and ask you to meet these needs that were mentioned here, and those that are unspoken, those that are sick, and those traveling. God, ask you to have your will with each one, Lord. I give you thanks for the food and ask you to bless our fellowship and time and bless this offering and the tithes that we're about to receive, God. In Jesus' name we pray. All right. You'll be seated. We'll have a song and apologize for my coughing today. Can't seem to help it. All right, God bless you as you give. Thank you. Let's go eat. Service at 5. What about any band practice today? 4 o'clock band practice. 3 o'clock youth band. No choir.